There'd been quite a number of traumatic events in our little community over some months, and people were becoming really keen to do something positive, and they'd sort of got to the point where they wanted to know more, they wanted to learn more out of respect for families and also for their own to help themselves and reduce the stigma of what had gone on in our community. And that's where the term lift the lid came, I guess. Lift the lid and let it all come out.
So metaphorically, let the pressure be released.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wayne Turralli from Rural Alive and Well, you've been a part of this community, working with the community over the period of time. What did you experience? What did you see was happening?
Yes, look, I've been involved with the Central Highlands Municipality now for about 8 years. That's actually the area that I work, my personal work as an outreach worker. What we saw as an organisation, what I saw personally was, in light of the events that we had in our municipality this year, there was it had quite an impact. I mean, we are a fairly small rural community. Everybody knows everybody or knows somebody else that does. And in light of what occurred, we had a lot of people there that that were wanting to seek help for themselves, seek help for other people, wanted to be proactive, wanted to try and make a positive impact after what had occurred. And people, as just like Anita said, that they were keen to address some of the issues, reduce some of the stigma and support the people that were left behind. So that's pretty much what we saw. So, and Anita was like the glue to with the community to come up with a positive plan, something proactive that we could do to get the message out there that help is available for people that have mental health issues, and it's a matter of putting your hand up. You're not going to be stigmatised by it. It's an acceptable issue now, and there's help out there. And as I say, if you can identify yourself, let's let somebody organise some assistance for you before it's too late.
Anita, why you? You are a nurse, but you're also part of the community. Why do you think people were coming to you to talk about the mental health issues?
I guess I was closely connected to a friend and people did spend a lot of time talking to me, and over 20 years of living at Bothwell, yeah, I've made lots of friends in all sorts of circles of the town, and I guess, yeah, I'm comfortable with that and they were comfortable talking to me.
And so, do you think it was just the number that pushed the community to say, let's do something about it?
I think it's the type of community we're in. It's a wonderful community, and it doesn't matter what event happens. People come together. We've had droughts, fires, floods, and we're capable of, you know, making things turn around and be positive again. And I think that's what it was all about. It was another thing that we all wanted to do together.
So do you think, in a sense, people wanted to help as well as needing help? It was both. They wanted to be contributing.
Definitely, yeah. They really wanted to. A lot of the people I talked to said, how can we help? What can we do? And, you know, I said pretty much the first thing we need to do is reduce the stigma and, you know, make those families try and feel a bit better.
Lift the Lid is a free community mental health session. Guest speaker is Brendan Whitecross, who's a Hawthorn Football Club star. What do you hope will come out of this meeting?
Ultimately, I hope that people will start talking about mental health and looking after themselves and each other. And I hope that as a high-profile person, Brendan has a great story to tell about, you know, hard luck story and staying positive, and people will be able to, you know, relate to someone high profile and think, well, yeah, we can do this, he can do it, we can all do it, and we can, for want of a better word, normalise it and, yeah, just get talking about it.
There's a consensus of thought out there that, like, mental health along with serious physical health injuries always occur to somebody else. You know, it's always somebody else, but it's important for us to get the message out there that mental health issues can affect anybody. We're all susceptible to it, and mental health support and, like, suicide intervention and support can be everybody's business. And if we can show that these types of issues can affect anybody from every social class, working background, profile. We are sure that that will assist in reducing the stigma that mental health issues are only affect a certain type of individual. So
you said that people in the community wanted help, but they also wanted to help. So what are the best ways that people can help?
Well, they're actively involved in doing the physical things with the event that we've got organised on next Tuesday. But the other things they can do, and we've stressed to members of our community, we've had several meetings along these lines with community members and service providers, is to make sure that you keep an eye on your family, your friends, your neighbour, your mates. If you've got a concern about how someone is really travelling, take the time. Don't be intimidated by the fact it's a mental health issue. Put your hand out, say good day, say hi, ask them how they're doing. Be genuine about it. And if you are really concerned about somebody, seek some assistance. Contact ourselves, for example. We're an excellent starting point at Rural Alive and Well. We're an outreach service, so we can actually connect with those people where they live, where they work, and we can ensure that they receive the assistance that they receive. We want people to, as Anita said a minute ago, to normalise this. We don't want it hidden in the back room. We want to be able to deal with it, and putting it out in the open will certainly help us do that.
And Anita, so this event on the Tuesday, the 14th of October, but what about the long-term mental health for rural communities, not just your community at Bothwell? What would you like to see happen?
Look, I think it'd be wonderful if these kind of events were held all around the state and eventually all around the country. It would be great because there's a lot of high-profile people out there that have got a good story to tell, and I think they could help. There's so many people out there that could actually help little communities and be the draw card and just get people to come and listen and learn. It's no different to how we educate people about cancer or diabetes, and we've come such a long way. You know, 15 years ago we didn't really talk about, you know, having a breast check and things like that. Mm-hmm. And look at how far we've come in 15 years. And I think that's my hope for mental health, is that in 15 years' time it'll be just like cancer and all those sorts of illnesses.
And that's two-pronged, though, from what I hear you're saying. One is about the recovery, the community and individuals recovering from the trauma, but it's also about preventing that into the future.
Yeah, I think it's education, basically, and education's such a powerful tool. And I think if you can educate people, then it helps with prevention and further management.
Mm. It helps that Hawthorn won the premiership is for the AFL, isn't it?
That was amazing. We'd locked the footballer in the week before, so after that it was just brilliant.
Yeah. I think Brendan was involved in giving the breakfast address to the team before they played. Yeah. So he's pretty inspirational, apparently.
He's a player that's had a number of injuries and missed out on a couple of grand finals, but he's apparently really good at being positive, and he's got a great story to tell. So we can't wait to hear him.